Sometimes we get all wrapped up in this old world and we forget what this old world really is. Amen? It's just a pilgrimage. It's just the lowland of sin and sorrow. It's just the place for us to prepare to go to the place that God has prepared for us, to the home that is made eternal for us in the heavens. Turn in your Bibles with us tonight into Revelation chapter number 21. As we go about our week, sometimes God just speaks to us in different ways. And this week it was a song that spoke to me. Brother Donnie Farmer sent a song to me. He said, I just thought you might like this. And I did like it. I liked it a lot. It just spoke so much to me. I wanted to play it tonight, especially for Sister Kit, and just to encourage her and to help her and to lift her up a bit. And just to let her get a glimpse of what's on the other side. A glimpse of what awaits when we step inside the gates of that city. We're going to see things that we've never seen before. In Revelations 21 and 22, there's seven things that John the Baptist said he saw that were new. He saw the new heaven and he saw the new earth. Amen? This old world isn't going to exist any longer. It's not going to be the same world that we know now. Amen? It's going to be a new heaven. There's going to be a new earth. Amen? Sin will have no more dominion. He said he saw a new people. People who were no longer afflicted by sin and touched by sin and motivated by sin and enslaved and compassed about by sin. He saw the new Jerusalem, the Lamb's bride, coming down, amen, adorned for the Savior. He got to see that. He said he saw the new temple because the old temple that we know here, the old way to worship, the old tabernacle, is not needed any longer down here, amen, because we'll worship Him face to face. We'll worship Him in person. He said he saw a new light because there wouldn't be no need for the sun. There'd be no need for the moon because Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God Himself, will be the light of that city. And then he saw in chapter number 22 the new paradise and its river flowing from the throne of God, the river of life. And when we get a vision of this, when we get a frame of mind of all this, it helps us to be reminded that what we have here, we're going to leave it all behind. Amen? In Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Our Father, we thank you tonight that one day we're going to leave this all behind. We thank you tonight, dear God, that you've prepared something new and fresh for us, Lord, that we wouldn't have to be afflicted by the cares and the pains that we've experienced in this world. Lord, we thank you tonight, dear God, that your word gives us a glimpse into what you have awaiting us and what's in store for us that have trusted you and believe you and are looking for you, and our hope is in you as our Savior. Help us now, dear God, as we look to your word for just a few moments, to be encouraged, because we know, Lord, that one day, and I believe it's soon, and very soon, you're coming back to get your church. You're coming to deliver us from this low land of sin and sorrow. Help us now, God, just to honor you and just to worship you in spirit and in truth tonight. Encouraged in your word. Encouraged in your presence. Encouraged because we've trusted you as our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen and amen. You know, there's a whole lot of times people will say, when I ask them, how's things going? They say, well, I'm on this side of the dirt. And you know, in the flesh we say, yeah, that's a good thing. But in the spirit we realize that's not the best thing. Amen. Now, am I preaching to some Christian folk tonight? Amen. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. And I tell you what, it's far, far better to be in the presence of the Lord than it is to be in the presence of mankind. Now, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my family, I love my church family, I love folks, and I love the world that I live in. But there's nothing in this world that can compare to what God has prepared for me. I love working and piddling around on my farm up there. Sometimes it gets aggravating and frustrating and overwhelming, but I love doing it, and I love to see what happens as the seasons change and as things change and things come and things go, and you know, the whole thing about it. But one day soon, and I know it won't be long, I'm going to have to leave it all behind. Amen. But you know what? I can leave it because I know what has been provided for me, what has been prepared for me in the glory world. Amen. But you know, some of the things we don't account when we start to thinking, well, I don't know. It's just, I'm just torn about going to heaven because of this. Because something, think about this for a few moments. I'm going to leave it all behind one day, one way or the other. Amen. And one of the things the Bible tells us here in the passage that we have looked at is we're going to leave sin behind. In verse number 8, he said, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, there's some things we don't take an account of. We look around this world and we see all the ill that is going on. We see all the bad things that are happening, all the horrible things that transpire, and we get all bent out of shape, and things happen in our lives, and things happen in society. Look at the riots that are going on now. Look at the injustice that was done that caused the riots to begin with. Amen. Look at all these things, and you just have to say, well, why does evil exist? Why do these things happen in our lives and happen in our world and happen in our society? Let me tell you why. It's all a product of sin. Why does disease affect our loved ones? Why does sweet Tanya have to deal with cancer and have to be afflicted with cancer? Why do folks that have heart problems have to be afflicted with the heart problems that they have? Why is it that young Leonard was just afflicted in the mental capacity that he had and only had the mind of an 18-month-old child, though he was in a man's body? Why is that? Why do these things happen? Let me tell you why. It's because of sin that has entered into the world. It's not because these people are sinners to say that they're being punished for the sin, but it is a product of sin. It is a product of sin that has brought ill upon good people in this world. That's why good people suffer. That's why good people have to deal with the problems they're dealing with, because sin is in this world. But one day the Lord's going to call us out of here. He might call us out individually, or he might come to get his church, and we might leave by way of the rapture. But I want you to know something. One day I'm going to leave it all behind. Amen. One day I'm not going to look back and see the sin. One day I'm not going to look back and see the suffering that sin has caused. And I won't be afflicted by it any longer, because I've left it behind. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11 says, "Know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" There's going to be no sinners there. There's going to be no sin. Amen. "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. Such was some of you." I want you to know something. I'm a no good, dirty, filthy, stinking, rotten, low down sinner deserving to be in hell with my back broke. I've been saved by the grace of God. I was once one of these, but I've been delivered. I was once one of these, undeserving of heaven, undeserving of the righteousness of God, undeserving of the mercies of God, but by his grace he reached way down and he dug and he lifted me up out of the pit. He lifted me up out of my sin and he delivered me and he gave me a hope eternal in glory where sin won't afflict me any longer. I'm not above sin and I'm not beyond sin. I'm afflicted by sin every day. I deal with sin in my life. I succumb to sin in my life, but praise God, he's made a way for me to deal with sin. And he's made a place where I'll never have to deal with sin, because one day I'm going to leave it all behind. Amen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? One day we're going to leave it all behind. Hey, Brother Brian, go ahead and get that song. It's 1, 2, 2, 3, check. Get that song ready for an invitation. I think it would be a good invitation song. We'll just play it over a microphone if we have to, because one day we're going to leave it all behind. Amen. We're leaving the sin behind us. There's a sorrow that we're never going to have to deal with again. Amen. Look at verse number 4. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Aren't you glad that when we enter into that city, we won't see another tear, we won't see another broken heart, we won't see another shattered life because of a loved one that has been taken away? Do you know that Jesus knows every tear that we shed? The psalmist said he takes our tears and he keeps them in a bottle. The psalmist said he records them. Every tear that has ever been shed has not been missed on the Savior. But praise God, one day there'll be no more tears. One day there'll be no more sorrow. One day there'll be no more death to claim the lives of our loved ones. There'll be no more diseases to claim the health of our loved ones. And I see us shed a tear. I'm sick and tired of having to see my friends and my loved ones and those I care about suffer and cry in sorrow with the tears of broken hearts that fall from their eyes. Oh, but praise God, one day I'm going to leave it all behind, because one day death, hell, and the grave will be vanquished, and it'll be no more. It's already been conquered, and the victory's already ours. Oh, but one day we're going to get to realize the victory. One day we're going to realize, and we're going to get to enjoy the spoils of the battle that has been won. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says in verse 51, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ." Aren't you glad that there's coming a day when we're going to get to realize, we're going to get to experience that total victory that God has given us in His Son, and through His Son, and by His Son, when He defeated death, hell, and the grave on the old rugged cross, when He proved that He was capable of raising from that old borrowed tomb on the third day, gloriously resurrected, gloriously alive, gloriously victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? We're going to leave it all behind. Amen. We'll never see another tear, because we're going to leave it all behind. We'll never see another loved one, another friend die, because we're going to leave it all behind. We're never going to see anyone walk around with sorrow on their face, and sorrow on their countenance, and sorrow on their mind when we get to that city. Let me tell you something. You might think that your loved ones are looking down on you and they're worried about you in the glory world. The only thing that's encompassed them, and the only thing that has their mind, is Jesus Christ Himself. I almost sung that song tonight. What's the name of it? If the walls are not jasper, if the streets are not gold. Man, I've lost my voice. Preaching heart. If my mansion should just be a cabin, as long as it's heaven. You try preaching like this and then singing. It's home, the only thing my eyes long to vision. The only thing my heart needs to know is that somewhere on the hills of Mount Zion, the King is sitting high on His throne. See, the only thing that matters to our loved ones in heaven, the only thing that's going to matter to us when we get there, is Jesus, amen, because He's the one that gave us the victory. He's the one that won the victory. He's the one that shares with us the victory. He's the one that prepares for us the victory celebration when we get to the other side. Amen. I'm glad. I'm going to leave it all behind. Amen. I'm going to leave it all behind. No more sorrow. No more tears. And look at, and God shall wipe away all the tears. Look. God took care of sin, didn't He? Amen. Wasn't it God who took care of the sin problem? For God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, to whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. It was God who took care of the sin problem. Who's going to take care of the sorrow problem? It's God. Amen. Paul said over in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, He's the God of all comfort that comforts us in all our tribulation. Amen. Who is it that's going to take the tears away? Who is it that's going to take the hurt and the pain and the sorrow of death and the sorrow of disease and the sorrows of life away? It's God Himself, because He shall wipe away the tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for all the former things are passed away. I'm going to leave it all behind. And then look in verse number 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He shall dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. There will be no more separation. What sin had done, what sin had separated between God and man, is going to be taken away. Amen. I have the earnest, the Bible says, of the Spirit. You know what earnest means? It means a down payment. Amen. In real estate terms, if you're serious about buying a piece of property, you put a little bit of money down. It's called earnest money. It means you're serious. Amen. I have the earnest of the Holy Spirit dwelling in with me, in my heart. Amen. I have just a little taste. Amen. Of what I'm going to have and hold. I don't have it all yet. Amen. It's as good as mine. Amen. It's as good as mine, because He promised me, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and no man can take that from them. No man can pluck it out of my hands. Pluck them out of my hands. Amen. He said, and my Father is greater than I, and no man can take them out of the Father's hand. We got a double seal. Amen. Of the earnest of the Spirit of God. Amen. But we haven't received it. We haven't been able to be a full partaker of it yet, because we've not got all the way there. The payment has been made. We just haven't moved in. We sold a house one time, our first house over here in Charlestown. We sold it, and the folks that bought it, we got up to leave the table when we went to closing. We was getting ready to leave, and the man and wife were there, and the man goes, said, you all right? He says, no, I didn't pay no attention. We got ready. So we was getting ready to leave, and I said, is something wrong? He said, yes. I said, what's the matter? He says, where are the keys to the house? Hey, man. He done bought a house, and we didn't give him any keys to it. Amen. But you know what? I had to look at him and say, I don't know. I looked at her and said, you got a key? She said, I don't know. He said, what do you mean you don't have a key? I said, well, her mom might have one. I don't know. Amen. I didn't need a key. Amen. I was already the owner. Amen. I already lived there, and I came and went as I needed to. And he said, well, what did you do when you went away on vacation? I said, we flushed the toilet, turned the lights out, and shut the door, and got in the car and left. And he said, and you didn't lock the house? I said, no. Wasn't worried about it. Didn't have to back then. Amen. The Lord has left. Amen. It's ours. Amen. We don't have to wait on anything else. The only thing we're waiting on is the invitation to move on in. Amen. All we're waiting on is to hear the trumpet herald and the voice go out, the call that says it's time to come on in. Amen. And then there's no longer going to be a separation. Man, I enjoy when the Spirit of God, man, a sweet spirit. I don't know if y'all felt it this morning. It was just a sweet spirit in that parking lot this morning. Amen. A good spirit in here, a sweet spirit in here tonight. Amen. I enjoy being ministered to by the Spirit of God. Oh, but Friends, I can't wait. I can't wait till I've got a glorified body. Amen. I've got an incorruptible body. And I can go before my God. I can go before my Savior and not be hindered and not be held back in worshiping Him, not be held back in fellowship with Him, not be separated in any way because of sin still invades us, sin that still is rampant in our world and in the world we live in. I'm going to leave that all behind. There'll be no separation, no doubt. There'll be no more fear. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 to 18 says that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, amen. Aren't you thankful for Christ Jesus? But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. I'm thankful that we have access through the Spirit. I'm thankful that we have access through the blood. I'm thankful that we have access through God's plan of salvation and through God's finished work at Calvary, that He made sure that the perfect sacrifice was made at the perfect time to redeem me from the curse of sin. And I've been reconciled. You know what that means? To be reconciled means to be made right. Be made correct. Been made correct. And the only thing that's separating me now, the only thing that brings doubt to me now, the only thing that troubles me now and hinders me now, is this old tabernacle of clay that I dwell in. But friends, one day we're going to leave it all behind. One day we're going to leave it all behind. And I don't know about you, but as the apostle said, even so, Lord, come quickly. I'm just about ready. I've got a lot of friends and loved ones that are lost and undone. And I guess I can tarry on if that's what the Lord wants. But even so, Lord, come quickly. It ought to be our prayer. It ought to be our desire. We're going to leave it all behind. Did you all get that figured out? Did you all get that song figured out? Y'all stand to your feet tonight. Listen to this song. It's a powerful song. If God has spoke to your heart and you need to come, you want to come, you come tonight. Let God just minister to you and through you what it is that He wants to do. I'm thankful that one day I'm going to leave it all behind. Are you ready to leave it behind? Have you made that preparation? Are you burdened in this world and burdened with the cares of this world? Are you trusting Jesus to take that burden from you, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you? Amen. One morning I will leave it all behind. The cares of life, one morning I will leave it all. Amen. Father, we thank you for the promises of your word tonight. We thank you for the hope of your word tonight. We thank you for the joy you bring us tonight, Lord, in knowing that one day we're going to leave all this trouble, all this sorrow, all this pain, all this sin, all this separation behind us. And Lord, we thank you, God, tonight for just giving us a little glimpse into what awaits us on the other side. We love you, Lord. And we just thank you for ministering to our heart and soul. Help us now, God, just to honor you in everything that we do. And give our whole being into worshiping you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen and amen.